from Block Club Chicago. Stephanie Lule joins us. Good morning, Stephanie. Let's talk first about what's going on in Logan Square with assault survivors, and they're planning a meeting, aren't they?
Yeah, in Logan Square, several victims of sexual and physical attacks in the neighborhood are banding together to speak out about their assaults, which date back at least to 2022 and remain unsolved. With no updates from police, they are asking their neighbors to pack the next neighborhood CAPS meeting to pressure officials. And this has all kind of come to a head, Bob, because a man is believed to be responsible for sexually assaulting multiple women in Logan Square since mid-January, and this person has not been caught, police have said. Some of the women who we have spoken to, they've said that this man has followed them home. He's entered their homes and raped or sexually assaulted them. One of the women that we talked to was pepper sprayed before the attack. But police have no updates in the ongoing investigation, and the local alderman also has no new information. And, you know, these women are growing frustrated. And even though officers have increased patrols and are canvassing for video footage, women in the area remain really scared, Bob.
Scary stuff for sure. That meeting is supposed to be next Tuesday at 6 p.m. at the Shakespeare Police District. It's February 25 at 3301 West Lemoyne Street in Humboldt Park. In Fulton Market, the approval of a condo high-rise is moving forward. Is it going to get okayed, Stephanie?
Yeah, the city council signed off on this yesterday. After the ban on residential development north of Lake Street and Fulton Market was overturned a few years ago, we're now seeing more and more housing pop up in Fulton Market. Yesterday, city council approved this 29-story luxury development on Fulton Street, right in the middle of the bustling area. And the developer plans to pre-sell the 80 condos at prices up to $7 million. And I know you always ask me about parking, so
yeah.
I want you to know, I know parking's a big concern over there. This building, 80 condos, and the building will have 95 parking spaces.
Yeah, they better. This is an interesting story in the Lincoln Square neighborhood about car flippers. First, explain that. What are car flippers?
Car flippers are unlicensed car sellers who, in this case, they have hundreds of vehicles taking up residential parking spots, and this practice is known as curbstoning. In Lincoln Square and other parts of the city, this is a huge problem, Irving Park too. And, you know, in these neighborhoods, these unlicensed car sellers are gobbling up these hundreds of parking spots, it's in one instance, we talked to an older person, in one instance, 18 cars without plates were being sold by an unlicensed car flipper that was taking up these public spots in Irving Park, Alderman Ruth Cruz told us. But efforts to ticket or tow those operators never really worked in the past because they don't have plates or they're either sold or moved before the 7-day abandoned vehicle policy goes into effect. So yesterday, Alder people passed new rules that give city crews more power to tow any vehicle that's left in the public way without a valid plate.
Yeah, anything to improve the availability of parking spaces in the city, I'm all for that. City crews are at work also tearing down tents at Gompers Park now at that encampment. What do we hear about that from the Mayfair neighborhood?
Yeah, Bob, this is an update to a story that I shared with you last week about the brewing controversy in Mayfair on the far north side. As you'll remember, a sports league that uses Gompers Park was threatening to move its baseball games out of the park because of a growing homeless encampment there that has gone unaddressed. Yesterday, city crews tore down a handful of tents and removed some belongings from the park. And, you know, they did so on one of the coldest mornings of the year. It was just 10 degrees when this operation started. Park District officials said the move was necessary because there were smokestacks and propane tanks being used to heat these tents, and they were concerned because, as you'll remember, there were fires in that park, I think two or three fires that damaged fences and, you know, obviously damaged the park ground. The mayor's chief of staff later told us that anyone who was displaced by the tents removed were offered shelter placement, and an accelerated moving event is planned for March 5th. But all of this to say, this is a story we're going to keep following, because while they did remove a handful of tents, there are still a bunch of yurts and tents that remain in the park as part of the encampment.
And finally, we know all about the Record Store Day every year and Independent Bookstore Day, but you're going to be hearing about Vintage Store Day. And this is this is in May, right?
Yeah, I'm giving us something to look forward to this spring. You know, we're cooped up inside this February, but Chicago vintage stores are banding together with vintage stores all across the nation to launch a national Vintage Store Day to celebrate all that makes our vintage shops great. It's going to be on May 17th, and on that day, more than 75 vintage shops across the country will join our Chicago stores for a special day of releases and promotions, just like Record Store Day. Locally, some of the stores participating are Lost Girls Vintage and Rare Form, and many other, in Wicker Park and Pilsen and other hotbeds for vintage. I'm sure we'll be participating.
And there's more at blockclubchicago.org. Stephanie Lule. Thank you, Stephanie. Talk to you again soon.
Thanks so much, Bob.